V'ze shebikesh Dovid HaMelech Alav HaShalom. Now Rav Nosson Zal concludes with a pasuk in Tehillim. He's going to show how what Dovid HaMelech prayed for in this pasuk in Tehillim encompasses what we're learning about here. Dovid HaMelech says over there, Mimsim Yodcho Hashem, Mimsim Micheled Chelkom, Mimsim Micheled Chelkom Bachayim, Utsefuncho Temale Bitnom, Yis Be'ubonim V'hinichu Yisram Loilalehem. This is the pasuk in Tehillim. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Shebikesh lihiyois me'oison hamesim, Dovid HaMelech was asking Hashem that he should be zeichet to be from those people who pass away, asher chelkom b'chaim, who are zeichet to have a portion in life. Meaning, shegam achar misosom nikroim chaim, meaning that even after they pass away, they're still considered alive. V'zehu, how is a person zeichet to that? Al yidei utzfuncho temale bitnom. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. Tzofoin zebechinas toirei zohol. In that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal was talking about good desires, and he quotes the pasuk over there, toirei zohol naseloch im nekudoi sakesef, that we will prepare for Hashem a certain item made from gold with dots of silver on it. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there what the gold symbolizes and what the silver symbolizes. Gold generally is reddish in color. Gold leans towards red, which means it represents a bechin of din, just like it represents the left side, which is the north side. When you're facing east, the north is left, whereas silver is whitish in color. Silver represents chesed. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Bechinas toirei zohov naseloch im nekudoi sakesef, Bechinas zivugon vehitztarfuson shel hoisyois al yidei hanekudois. This refers to the bringing together of the vowels and letters, shehu misitra detzofoin, which comes specifically from the left side. Bechinas mitzofoin zohov yuaso. There's a pasuk that says that gold comes from the left side, Kemavur Shamba Toiranal, as is explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran. We'll come back to this in a minute. That the fact that it's brought that the zivuk between guf and nefesh comes badafka from the left side, which represents this Toirei Zohov, which is tsofoin, synonymous with north. Vezehu utsefuncho temale bitnom, that Hashem's tsofoin will fill their bellies. Bitnom zebechinas oisiois haTorah. The belly represents the letters of the Torah. Bebechinas, as the pasuk, there's a pasuk in Tehillim which says, "V'soyroscha besoich meai," that I have Hashem's Torah in my stomach, in a sense. Ki hoisiois heim bechina achroina mebechinas tanto, because the letters are the last item on the totem pole of the four items that make up the Torah. The four things that make up the Torah are the tes stands for ta'amim, the musical notes. The nun is the nekudos, the vowels. The tuf is the tagin, the crowns on top of these seven special letters. Shatnez gets, the crowns on top of those letters. And the aleph stands for oisiois, the letters. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, the letters represent the last item on the list. The ikar yitziosom hu mehatibur ulemato shehu bechinas raglin. According to Kabbalah, the place where the letters are found is the lower part of the body, from the belly button and down, representing the legs especially. That corresponds to the oisiois, which is the lowest section of the Torah. The alkein mavura b'divur Rabbeinu Zal. That's why it's brought in Rabbeinu Zal's words. Shehadibur hu bechinas raglin, that speech is associated with the feet. There's a posik, there's two psukim, tzedek yikro'eyu laragloi, that the raglayim are called tzedek, and there's another posik, tzedek tedaberun. Dibur is called tzedek because dibur is synonymous with malchus, which is the feet also. Why? Because what's dibur? Dibur is especially the oisiois. Shehadibur hu bechinas raglin v'zehu utzefuncho temale bitnom shezoiche lemalois uletzareif oisiois haTorah. The person is zoiche to fill out the beten, which is the letters of the Torah, Alidei kisufa fagdoshim, through his holy desires. When a person has the right desires, that's what gives a shlemus to these letters. We learned earlier that the good desires of the person are what generate the nefoshos. That's what makes it that even when the person passes away, they're not considered dead, but rather they're considered connected to the living. The children will be satisfied. And they'll leave over the remainder for their small ones. Kiho boho talya, because these two concepts are dependent on each other. Ki habonim nimshochim me hanefoshois hakidoshois shil hakisuvim atoif manal. The children of a person are a result of the holy souls, which are created as a result of the good desires of the person. The kisufin create nefoshois. Some of those nefoshois manifest themselves in children being born. We said that for that reason, the inheritance is appropriate that it goes to the children, because we said that the wealth comes from the tikkun habris, and the bonim come from the tikkun habris. Bechinas v'hinichu yisram loy lalehem. They will leave their remains. Yisram means what's left over after the person passes away. Yisram refers to the Yerusha. They'll leave that for their children. Because we said that all of this is one concept. We're talking about the tikkun of a person coming about by the person having these good desires, which result in the nefoshos being created, which result in children. And we said that the good desires also result in the parnos of the person, the wealth of the person. And that the tikkun, part of the tikkun of the nefesh, is when those two come together, the person's possessions and their children. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why the pasuk continues over there, ani betzedek ech zeponecho, I with justice, with righteousness, will come to see your face, Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, what's tzedek? Zebechinas raglin. We said before, tzedek represents the feet. There's a pasuk, tzedek yikra'ehu l'ragloi. Bechinas oisyes hadibor, which refers to the lowest level within the Torah, the feet of the Torah, which are the letters. Hainu she'ezke lahaloi soraglin lebechinas ponim. This means whereby the person will be zoche to elevate the level called raglin to the level of ponim. Shezehu ikur tikkun amisokanal. This is the main tikkun of one who passes away. Vezehu ani betzedek bechinas raglin echze ponecho lahaloisam lebechinas ponim. That I, with my passing away and leaving over of the inheritance to the children, through that I'm going to take tzedek and elevate it to the ponim. Bebechinas hishalech lefonai. There's a pasuk where Hashem said to Avram Avinu, walk before me. Note, hishalech, what do you walk with? Your feet? Lefonai. To elevate the halicha to the ponim. The kanal, as we learned earlier, Ayin kol zeh batoyah nal heitev. If you'll study this, if you look in that chapter on the Likutei Moran and see the elaborate explanation there, you'll understand this better. Now note, when we talk about one of the most basic mitzvahs in the Torah, with the whole Masechta Chagiga is based on it, where is a Jew visiting the Beis Hamikdash on holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What does a person come to do in the Beis Hamikdash? The wording in the pasuk is Shalosh Pomim Bashona Yeroe Kol Zechurcha Es Penei Hashem Alekecha. You're coming to see Hashem's face. Es Penei Hashem. The Oyer Haponim of Hashem is manifested in the Beis Hamikdash. How? They had pictures? No. The miracles, the Rav Nosson Zal explains in another place in the Kotei Aluchos, when the world conducts itself Al Pi Derech HaTeva, when things are going naturally, that's called Hastoras Ponim. Hashem is hiding His face from us. It's as if He's turning His back on us, meaning it's as if Hashem walked away from the world and He put it on autopilot. It's going by itself. When do you see Kaviyochel Hashem sitting in the pilot seat? And Hashkocha Proti, when you see miracles, when you see deviation from the norm, When you see things happening in an unnatural way, then people say that's the hand of Hashem. 39 missiles were shot at Eretz Yisrael, and one person was killed in the process. Then they shot one missile at Saudi Arabia, and 39 people were killed. People said, that's not so natural. That's not so normal. That's unnatural. That's Hashem at work. People saw that they saw to an extent that there was that Hashem made His presence obvious. The Gemara says the chiddush with the Beis Hamikdash was that there were 10. It says in Perkei Avos there were 10 miracles taking place at all times in the Beis Hamikdash. No flies in the where they dealt with all the meat and blood, and the fire of the Marocha never extinguished. The different miracles that were there. That means that Kaviyochol, the face of Hashem, was visible most in the Beis Hamikdash. What's our mitzvah? Our mitzvah is the walking to the Beis Hamikdash, where it says, in other words, bedafka this going rakli, leilich rakli to the Beis Hamikdash, to Yerushalayim, ubedafka to the Beis Hamikdash, because that again represents this elevation of the raklin to the ponim. Rabbi Nezal speaks about in Likutei Moharan also the concept of going to see a Talmud Chacham, that the fact that on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah to see your rabbi, to visit your rabbi. They learn that from Manovi on Yom Tov, even on Rish Chodesh, Bedafka, same concept, this Oyer Haponim, because today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Today, where is the light of the face of Hashem to be found? On the face of Tzadikim. That's where this Oyer Haponim is to be found. And this, especially an Indian of going there, Ragli, Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu was told, Lech Lecha, Rashi Kodesh says, Ragli, on foot, to where? To Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the Oyer Haponim of Hashem. It says, Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecha Bo, Meireish Yis Hashona, Vadachas Hashona, that the eyes of Hashem are upon Eretz Yisrael all year round. So that coming to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laretz is also a concept of elevating the Raglin to the Oyer Haponim. And this Bichlal is the whole concept of everything in Yiddishkeit. When we talk about Torah and Tefillah, Torah is Chochmah, Sechel, Torah is the Oyer Haponim, Tefillah is Raglin. Tefillah is always referred to as the concept of Malchus, Emuna, the feet, the lower level. And the whole Tikkun is to elevate the Raglin to the Oyer Haponim. This is a concept that comes up many, many times in the Likutei Moharan, Likutei Halachos. The concept of a woman getting married. We said the woman represents the Raglin, the feet, and there's the bedavka that there should be, and the man represents the chokhmah, the sechel, and the bedavka that there should be a kesher, and thereby she should be elevated to the Oyer Haponim. Halachos Nachlois, Halacha Dalid. In our Likud Halachos says it's page Kuf, the right hand column, in the middle. Now we're starting a whole new chapter, not a whole new way, we're in the middle of the same topic of inheritance, but now this is going to be based on the second Torah in Likutei Moharan, which compared to what we had previously, I think is going to be relatively easy to follow. Let's see. Seder Nachlois. In the Shulchan Aruch it mentions the order of inheritance. Haben v'chol yoytzei chalotzov koidmin labas, a son and all those that come from him, meaning the grandchildren that come from the son, go before the daughter. Ha'av koidem l'chol yoytzei yerechoi, the father comes before all of his children. Ve'inyan habchoyer shenoytel pishnayim, and also the significance as to why the firstborn son gets a double portion. These are the topics we're going to address. Al pi ha'toyra emor el hakohanim. This chapter in Likutei Halachos is going to be based on the Torah in Likutei Moharan, the Siman Beis, the second chapter of Likutei Moharan. Ayin shom kol ha'toyra. Review that entire chapter in Likutei Moharan so you get a good introduction. Mevoyer shom, Rabbi Nezal explains over there, she'ikar hu ha'tfila, that the most important item is tfila, ki ikar klei zaynoi shel Moshiach, v'chol hamelchomoi sheyase, v'chol hakvishus sheyichboish hakol misham, because the most important weapon of Moshiach and all the battles that he's going to wage and all the conquering that Moshiach is going to do is all going to be done with tefillah, as Rabbein Azal shows over there. Umevoy Rishom, Rabbein Azal also explains over there, Sheyosef, Sheshomar Habris, Yosef HaTzadik, who is outstanding in Shmira Sabris, in purity, Zocho LeBechoyra, because of that he was given the birthright, Shehu Bechinas Avoidas HaTfila, which is synonymous with the ability to daven well. Ki HaBechoyr Noitel Pishnayim, because we know that Torah tells us that a Bechoyr gets a double portion. I once mentioned that the Vilna Gaon says that the word Bechoyr itself, Beis is 2, Chof is 20, Reish is 200. It's 2, 2, 2. All hinting to the fact that a Bechoyr gets a double portion. Pishnayim hu Bechinas HaTfila. And Rabbein Azal says over there in Likutei Moran that the term Pishnayim, which means double in Hebrew, refers to the Koyach HaTfila. Sheyesh bo sidur shvochoi shomokim, ubakoshas tzrochov. Because tefillah is also a double portion. The minimum ingredients in tefillah are two items: praise of Hashem, thanking Hashem, and then asking Hashem for your needs. That's the minimum to refer to a total tefillah. Now the term pishnayim, we find Rabbein Azal says over there that tefillah is compared to a sword, because there's a pasuk that says roimam oiskel bigroinam, they praise Hashem with their throats, v'cherev pifiyos biyodam, and they carry a double-edged sword in their hands. This double-edged sword refers to the praising Hashem with their throats. Tefillah is this double-edged sword. How do we know that tefillah is compared to a sword? Because Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef HaTzadik, I'm giving you the city of Shechem, which I conquered from the Amori, Becharbi Ubekashti, with my sword and with my bow. And the Gemara says he doesn't mean literally with a sword and bow, but rather he means Betfilosi Ubakoshosi. So the Cherev is used synonymous with Tefillah, and it's a double-edged sword, because Tefillah has these two edges. Just like the Bechoyer is the one who gets the double portion. So Yosef HaTzadik, Rabbein Azal proves there, Yosef HaTzadik, because he had Tikkun HaBris, it's written that Reuven forfeited the birthright. Reuven, his brother, lost the birthright because Shechilel Yitzu Yoviv, he disgraced the bed of his father, which is a concept of Pigam HaBris. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik, who picked up that birthright, he picked it up Bizchus his Shmira Sabris. He moved. No, it's written that after Rochel Imenu passed away, Yaakov Avinu had Bilhah's bed moved in, Rochel's maidservant. So Reuven looked at this as absurd. It's bad enough that while Rochel was living, she was preferred over Leah, his mother. But to take Rochel's maidservant's bed and move that in instead of his mother after Rochel passed away, so he went ahead and moved Bilhah's bed out and moved his mother's bed in. This is what he did. Could be there's other things involved, but this is the way Rashi and the Gemara present it.
Is that all just so that Yosef could get the
good? That's another story. To what extent was this pre-planned? Because Yosef HaTzadik was the one that was supposed to be the Bechor. Because the truth is, that was the whole concept behind why was it so important for Lavan to give Yaakov Avinu Leah first instead of Rachel. Lavan is supposed to be the super genius of Klipa. This genius, we don't find him buying a machine gun or a missile, you know, to blow Yaakov Avinu away with. What's he busying himself with? His main mission is to see if he can trick Yaakov Avinu into marrying Leah instead of Rachel, or before Rachel, because in effect we see that despite the fact that his trick worked, Yaakov Avinu ended up marrying Rachel anyway. So what's the big trick? What's the big accomplishment? The answer is the big accomplishment is this. Lavan knew that if Yosef HaTzadik would be the Bechor and would be recognized by all his brothers as Bechor, it would be lights out. they would be able to, they wouldn't have justification to be chaylik against them the way they did, and that would have been the whole salvation of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, he knew his mission was, if he could get Yaakov Avinu to marry Leah first, and a child should come from there first, so that Yitzchak Tzadik is not the recognized Bechor, then there would be Balagan, as we see there was Balagan. The whole Balagan was related to that. This Rav Nosson Zal talks about in one place in the Kutei Halachos, explaining, let's look inside and see what the whole purpose here was. What was his objective, and how much he succeeded, and how we deal with it.
So we say that Reuben, what he did was mamash the Shemayim, and you know that he got this whole idea, and he did the thing as he had to give it away.
To an extent. That's the concept of Yediyah and Bechira again. Yeah. Let's go. Let's see what Rav Nosson Zal has to say. This is actually the concept and the reasoning behind why the Bechor gets a double portion. Ki Rabbeinu Zal loy bier sham. Rabbeinu Zal did not explain there. Rak shenetilas habchor pishnayim hu bechinas avoidas hatfila. Rabbeinu Zal only showed us that these two are similar. The concept of the Bechor getting a double portion and tefillah are the same, because tefillah is double portion. So therefore, the bechor gets tefillah. Avol hi gufa ma shehabechor noitel pishnayim loy nichtav shom taimoy vinyonoy. However, Rabbeinu Zal does not address in that chapter in Likutei Moran why is it that the bechor is the one that gets the double. Vegam ma inyan pishnayim shel habechor letefillah. And also, what's the relationship between the bechor getting a double portion and tefillah? Why should the Bechor, who's getting the double portion, have an edge in tefillah than somebody else? Sheyesh bo shnei bechinos. Tefillah, which has two sides to it. Shem sido shvachoy shilas tzrochov. And these are the issues that Rav Nosson Zal is going to address now. Achoinyin ki ma sheyesh betefillah shnei bechinos. Shem sido shvachoy shalmokoyim ushilas tzrochov. The fact that tefillah has these two issues in it. Praise of Hashem and making one's requests, kimoy shom razal, as the Gemara says, la'olam yisader odom shvachoy shalmokoyim tchila v'acharkach yivakesh tzrochov. The Gemara says a person should always present his praises of Hashem and his acknowledgement for what Hashem has done for him till now, and then present his requests. Ze bechinas ma shom razal ein ho isha koireses bris elo lemi she'oisa oisa kli. This corresponds to a statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a woman does not become fully attached to anyone other than the one who makes her into a keli. The first husband, the one that has relations with her first, that's the one where she makes a certain very strong kesher. Ki hatfilo hi bechinas isho yiras Hashem hi tishalo kemuva. Because tefillah is compared to a woman, and not just a woman, but the woman of valor, the woman who has Yiras Hashem. Because the Pasuk says, Isha Yiras Hashem, he tishalol. The word tishalol means praiseworthy. The literal translation of the Pasuk there is that a woman who has fear of Hashem, she is praiseworthy. The word tishalol is also miloshin tehila, which means tefillah. It said, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, tehila le David, arimim Hashem. Tehillah means tefillah. It's the same thing as tefillah. So we see that tefillah is compared to a woman. Ki ikar hatefillah hu lesaken kli hashefa bishleimus kiyadua. The main purpose of tefillah is to prepare a good keli into which Hashem can place shefa, sustenance. We once mentioned that the three basic tefillahs are shachris, mincha, and maariv, which we get from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Gemara shows how by each one of them in the Chumash, it uses a different verb to refer to their tefillah. By Avram Avinu, it says, Vayamoid, or El Hamokoyim Asher Omad Shom. He stood in a certain place, and the Gemara learns out that Amidah refers to tefillah. Among the Sfardim, they call the Shmon Esrei, it's called the Amidah. By Yitzchak Avinu, it says, Vayetze Yitzchak losuach basode. He went out to speak to Hashem. Sicha. By Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayifga bamokoim, the term pegiya, the Gemara learns out that these verbs, amida, psicha, and pegiya, those terms are the verbs that refer to tefillah. One of the mafoshim, I think Rabbi Freimelzal brings in his sefer, that the first letters of sicha, pegiya, amida, spell the word shefa, exactly. Because the shefa, a person receiving shefa from Hashem, shefa means the flow from Hashem, the only way you receive that is through tefillah. Because tefillah is where you prepare a keli, a vessel, into which Hashem can place the shefa. The shefa is always existent, by Hashem always has it. The problem is Hashem doesn't pour milk to you if you don't have a cup to pour it into. That would be silly. The purpose of our tefillah is to prepare kelim into which the shefa can be placed. As is explained in chapter 34 in Likud Imran, that's the purpose of tefillah, to create kelim for the shefa. Ki Hashem Yisborach chofetz lehetiv, because Hashem always wants to do good. Hashem is always desirous of being able to give his flow of goodness and kindness. However, Hashem can't give this good unless it's initiated by our action. We have to do something to start the process. There has to be a maisa tachtoinim and a sarusa de lesato in order to give Hashem an opening. Just like lahavdil, when you learn about breathing, the respiratory system in the body, what causes the air to go in? The diaphragm goes down, and that creates a vacuum. And the nature of air is that when air is in a place, in a certain place, and there's a vacuum in another place, the air rushes into the vacuum. So that's what causes the person to inhale. So note, that diaphragm has to go down first in order for the air to go in. If it doesn't go down, you can have all the air in the world outside, the air isn't going to be drawn into the lungs. So here also, Dahainu Alidei Bnei Yisrael, it's only Hashem can't be Mamshech Shefa unless it's through our actions. Shenosan Lohem HaMemshala, Hashem has given us the authority, the control, sheyisaknu kli hashefa b'shleimus, that we have the ability to prepare the kelim for shefa to completion, al yedei tefila kitikunoi, by davening Hashem properly. Ve'ikar shleimus hatefila hu al yedei ho'emuna, and we know that one of the main things that gives shleimus to a person's tefila is the emuna that a person puts into it. Ki emuna bechinas tefila, because emuna is synonymous with tefila. Kama shekosov kama pamim, as Rav Elazar writes many times, that there's a pasuk, kama shekosov vayihi yodov emuna. There's a pasuk in Chumash where it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu engaging Amalek in battle, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were lifted in emuna. The targumai, and the targum on emuna is prison betzloi, that his hands were spread out in tefillah. The targum translates the word emuna to mean tefillah. So we see that these two are one and the same. Vohu emuna tzricha lihiyoy shleima b'chol habechinos. A person has to see to it that their emuna should be solid and complete in all aspects. Ubeloize, and if a person's emuna is not 100%, ein la tefila shleimus, then their tefila can't be 100%. Ve'eino nasis keli lekabel shefa, and then the person's tefila cannot create a keli in which shefa can be received. Because note, everybody knows that when you have a cup, it could be as pretty and tall and nice and clean as you want. If it's got a little hole in it, it's very much not usable. So too here, if we're talking about tefillah as being that item which creates kelim, and tefillah synonymous with emunah, if a person's emunah has a hole in it, then their the keli that they're going to generate from their tefillah is going to be a keli with a hole in it. Ki ikar hakeli shenishlemes ha'idei dibure ha'tefillah hu al yedei hu emunah ha'shlema, because the main keli which is formed through a person's tefillah is based on the shleimus emunah, the completeness of the person's faith. Shehi ikra hakli lekabel kol toiv. Emuna is the main keli into which the person can receive all good. I don't think Rav Nosson Zal quotes it right here. There's a pasuk, ish emunais, rav brochais. A person who has a lot of who has faith can receive a lot of bracha. And if a person doesn't have faith, it's ridiculous. You're going to pour bracha to him and it's going to leak out on the floor. It's silly. You're wasting the milk. You're wasting the shefa. Hainu. This means, just as a Jew is required to believe 100% in Hashem, Shehu Boirei HaKoil, that Hashem has created everything, Umanhig, and conducts everything, Moshel, rules, Umashkiach, and supervises, Ubiyodoi Leshanoi Sisateva Kirtsoinoi, and Hashem has the option to change nature anytime he wants, ulahashpia kol tuv, and to send out to a person all kinds of good things, kemoikein tzorech sheyeloi emuna biatzmoi. So too a Jew is obligated to believe in himself or in herself. Lahamin bemuna shlema, to believe 100%, sheshem yizborach shemeya umazin umakshiv kol dibor v'dibor shel kol echad miYisrael, to believe bemuna shlema that Hashem listens to and hears and understands every single word of tefillah that a person says, from any Jew, afilu mehagrua shebigruim, even from the least religious Jew, the worst of the worst. We say it in Shemin Esrei. We make a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tfila. And in that bracha, we say, Kiyata Shemea Tfilas Kol Peh Amcha Yisrael Brachim. Hashem, you listen to the tefillah of every Jew. If that weren't true, then it's a bracha levatola. We're saying Hashem's name in vain. There's the famous story with Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev that he once, one time he was looking to defend the Yidden and was having a very hard time because they were very bad at the time. So he said, Hashem, I came up with a solution. There's no way in the world you could give the Yidden a bad year. You're going to have to give them a wonderful year now. Why? It's simple. Because I once saw a child who saw his father had just bought some delicious, delicious item, and the child wanted it desperately, and he told the father, please, Abba, can I have some of this? And Abba said, no, 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 you have to wait till tomorrow, wait till tonight. The child said, please, please. And Abba said, no, no. And the child said, okay, Abba, watch this, magic. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Bor Pri Eitz. And the Abba said, you win. The Abba was holding this delicious red apple. The kid made a bracha. If Abba says no, then Abba's up the creek because his kid made a bracha levatola, which is one of the worst crimes in Judaism, just about, to mention Hashem's name in vain. So Abba said, there's your apple. And don't you ever do that again! So Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev said, we, all of us, said a bracha today on Rosh Hashanah. Baruch ato Hashem melech moichel v'soileach pa-pa-pa-ra-pa-ra-pa-ra. Boom, Hashem, you're stuck, you're locked in. If you don't forgive, it'll mean that every guy in this shul said bracha levatola on your head, not on our head. It's going to be your, it's the option is in your hands. You can either turn the switch to A or B. You can either say, I forgive, I don't forgive. If you choose to say, I don't forgive, every guy in that shul made a bracha levatola, chas v'shalom. Hashem, no way you're going to do that. So, Sheikh, thank you very much for the forgiveness. We'll be back next year, Rosh Hashanah. And he won the case. And he won the case. So here, Rav Nosson Zal saying that Hashem believes every, Hashem listens to every tefillah. Proof is that we say that in our Shemayin Esrei, Ki Ato Shemea Tefillas Kol Peh, and we make a bracha on that. So there ain't no way in the world that that could be untrue, Chas V'Shalom. V'yesh koyach b'kol echot miYisrael lifoil bakoshosoi barachmim etzlo yisporach im yispalel be'emes elov yisporach. And each and every single Jew has the ability to accomplish what they're davening for, to achieve what they're asking for in their tefillah, if they daven to Hashem with honesty, be'emes. Kamashikosuv, as it says clearly in Hashem's Torah, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Koroiv Hashem l'chol koirov, Hashem is close to all those that call out to him, l'chol asheikru'uhu be'emes, and especially to those who call out to him with honesty and sincerity. V'chol zman she'ein loy emuna bi'atzmoy, and as long as the person is lacking in self-confidence, he doesn't believe, fine, Hashem listens to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, Avraham Avinu's tefillah, the Shmoy Gabay the Rebbe's tefillah, but he doesn't listen to my tefillah. Sheyesh gam loy koyach lahamshich hashefa b'tefilosoy, that he doesn't believe that he has the ability to draw shefa with his tefillah. Adayin ein loy keli lekabel hashefa. That person does not have a keli in which to draw shefa. Ki ein loy mokoim ukli beliboy lekabel hashefa. This means he doesn't have a place or a keli in his heart in which to receive the shefa. Me'achar shelefi daitoy hu rochik milekabel hashefa ulahamshich hashefa. Since in his mind he considers it very remote that he should be able to pull something out of Hashem with his tefillah. Since the person doesn't believe that his tefillah is making an impression, it's being effective. Al kein, therefore, ikar hishavu sakli al yidei tefillah laham shichu lekabel hashefa v'lifal bakashosoi hu al yidei shleimus u'emuna b'chol habechinos. Therefore, the main creation of the keli through tefillah, and the ability to succeed in drawing shefa from Hashem and having your goals achieved is dependent on shleimus emuna. It depends on how solid your faith is. Shemamin b'chol abchinos. Not emuna in all fronts. On all fronts. Number one. Shemamin b'Hashem yisporach shehu koil yochoil shalit umane kiritzoinoi. Number one, you have to believe 100% that there's nothing Hashem can't do. That Hashem can do everything. And Hashem rules over everybody. Hashem doesn't have to go to any higher authority to get it approved. If Hashem says yes, you got it. Umanhe kirtsoinoi. And Hashem conducts the world as He wants to. There's nobody that can tell Him what to do, and He's not locked into any special rules that He can't veto and override. Hashem is above everything. V'hu chanun v'rachum. And Hashem is kind. V'shamea tfilas kol pekanal. And He listens to the tefillah of every single person. U'bishvil ze, because of this, tzrichen l'sader shvochoi shomokim tchila. V'achakach lishol tzrochov. Rav Nosson Zal can explain now the psychology. Why did Hashem design it this way, that before you ask for something, you have to first present all the praises of Hashem and acknowledgement of Hashem? Ki al yidei sidur shvochoi shel mokoim mizchazko ho'emuna b'shleimus kanal. Because as you're saying, thank you Hashem for doing this, and thank you Hashem for that, and thank you for this, your emuna is getting stronger and stronger, that you're being reminded, your own words are reminding you that, hey, there is a Hashem, and Hashem did do these things, and some of it came through my tefillah even. Va'alkein maskirin betchila satfila besidu shvochov zchus avois. That's why one of the first things that we mention in tefillah, in Shmoin Esrei, related to the praises of Hashem, is the schus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, like Avram Akel Yitzchok Yaakov, kidei lechazei koemuna, in order to strengthen our faith, shehu yisporach goymel chasodim tomid, in the fact that Hashem is constantly doing acts of kindness, v'oso chasodim gdoilim m'avoseinu, and He has done tremendous acts of kindness with our parents and our forefathers. V'shoma tfilosom tomid, and He always listened to their tefillah. U'bekoichom uzchusom onu mischaskim sheyishma gamis tfiloseinu. And it's based on their strength and their zechus. This is what gives us the confidence that Hashem is going to listen to our tefillah also. V'yamale mishaloseinu berachmim. And Hashem is going to grant our requests through His kindness. V'zehu klal sidur shvochov yisborach she'oimrim b'tchilas ha'tfila. And Rav Nosson Zal says, if you'll analyze the first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to see that that's what it's all about. As we say, Elokeinu, you're our Hashem, Velokei Avoseinu, and the Hashem of our parents, forefathers, Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Hokel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vanayra, Goimel, Chasodim, Toivim, the Hashem who does all kinds of kindness, V'koinei HaKoel, and created everybody, V'zoicher Chazdei Avos, and you still remember all the nice things, all the kind things that you did to our forefathers. Hainu, what are we implying? What's the message there? Hainu Shemazkirim B'Shvocho V'Yisborach, we're mentioning in presenting the praises of Hashem, Shehu Elokei Avoseinu, that He is the Hashem of our forefathers, Shegomal Imohim Chesed, meaning He did all kinds of kindness with them, V'Shoma Tfilosom Tomid, and He listened to their tefillah always. Note, we say in Slichas, Mi She'ono Li Avraham Baharam Ayriyahu, when all the acts of kindness that Hashem did to all the tzaddikim in the past, it was for free, it came just like that, ridiculous, it was all through tefillah. All through tefillah. That's why we say Misha Ona Le'elisha, Mish, the Hashem who responded to this tzaddik's tefillah, Hu Yaneinu, He should respond to our tefillah. We don't dare forget that anything that those tzaddikim got, they got it through tefillah. Shaydezeh Nisyachet Shmoy Aleihem, and because of the fact that Hashem listened to their tefillah, that's how He placed His name upon them. V'hu zoicher chazdei ovois, and Hashem remembers all of that. Umevi goye levnei v'neihem, and He's prepared to bring a solution to their grandchildren, a redemption and a solution to their grandchildren. Sheheim anachnu amoi, that's us. Bechol dor v'dor, in every single generation. She'onu me'utodim le'geula shleima b'korev, our future is to have a major redemption shortly. Ulekabel kol tuv, and to receive all kinds of good things from Hashem. Vayidei shonu mazkirim kol zeh b'shvachoi, and by saying all of this, by mentioning all of this as part of the praise of Hashem, ki zeh ikor shvachov, this is the most important, the most outstanding praise of Hashem. Kishemazkirim tuvoi v'chazdoi, when we mention Hashem's goodness and greatness. Because that's the main gedula of Hashem, as is known. Give me a synonym for the word gedula in Kabbalah.
Kabbalah, you say?
In Kabbalah, the word gedula. Give me a synonym.
Gedula.
For the word gedula, what other word means exactly the same as gedula? Chesed. We know that the spheroids are Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yisod, Malchus, right? And yet, what do we say in Vayivorach David? L'cho Hashem, HaGedula, VaHaGevura, VaTeferes. Gedula is a substitute term for Chesed. And the word Gedula means greatness. So when we talk about he's such a great guy, what does great guy mean? He's a nice guy. He does kindness. He's not fair. He's above fair. Notice Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing here that al pi Kabbalah, the definition of gedula is chesed. So that when we say that praising Hashem, what's called praising somebody, saying that he's great, what does it mean saying that he's great? Saying that he's kind. Those two terms are synonymous in Yiddishkeit. Chesed and gedula. So
is that, in other words, are we identifying Hashem's kindness in order to strengthen our Amunah in our own prayer?
Exactly. It's to strengthen our faith in Hashem and in ourselves. We're reminding ourselves that Elokei Avram, how did Avram Avinu get to where he got to? Not through hocus pocus, he got there through tefillah. And I'm doing the same thing he's doing. I'm using that. It's not a methodology that was available 4,000 years ago and it got lost in the Himalayan mountains and I got to go dig for it. Baloney. The same advice, the same methodology that was available 5,000 years ago for Adam HaRishon and Avram Avinu and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and Elyonovi and Elishanovi, that same methodology is available in 1994 for everybody. That's what gives our hearts the strength and the confidence to daven to Hashem with a complete heart, al tzorcheinu, for our needs. This is what fortifies us with faith and confidence in ourselves. Sheyirachem gamoleinu, that just like Hashem had pity on them, He's going to have pity on us too. He did it before, why shouldn't He do it again? V'yishma tefilaseinu, and He is going to accept our tefillah. V'yashpi alanu kol tov, and He's going to give us